President Clinton and Republican leaders finished another negotiating session over the budget this evening. The Senate is now poised to approve a measure that will send some 280,000 furloughed federal employees back to work next week. They would receive back wages, as would the 500,000 government workers who have been on the job since the partial shutdown began on the 16th of December. Most of the agencies they work for would remain closed. Earlier today, House Republicans agreed to the plan, which will reopen some government programs, but would leave many others unfunded. NPR's Brian Naylor has a report.
After much internal squabbling and some strategic rethinking, House Republicans today approved a two-step program they hope will enable them to end the public relations debacle, in which they've been cast as the villains in the government shutdown. The plan returning furloughed workers back to their jobs with back pay is far from an end to the showdown. The money will run out again on January 26th, and there's another catch. Most of the agencies the furloughed employees work for will remain closed, unless the president comes up with his own seven-year plan to balance the budget. Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole, criticized by some in the GOP for breaking from the House Republicans' hardline stance, says President Clinton should now go out on a limb.
I've taken a little flack from some of my Republican colleagues on the other, and I think now it's time for the president to deliver. I mean, this is an opportunity for him, and if he did that, he would have a lot more cooperation from Republicans in both the Senate and the House.
The GOP plan to send employees back to work at still closed agencies and the underlying change in tactics it represents were ripe targets for Democrats, such as Wisconsin's David Obey.
This proposition would lead one to believe that last night in the Republican caucus, Goofy and Mickey Mouse got married. I mean, this is going to leave such an incredibly ludicrous situation on our hands. The zealots in the Republican caucus are sounding retreat, but they are still shooting hostages as they withdraw.
Republicans denied they were giving in to the president or retreating from their previous position that the government remain closed until a balanced budget is approved. House Majority Whip Tom DeLay.
We have found another way of funding these agencies, a very creative way. This isn't giving in. This is what we were sent here to do. We're going to do a targeted appropriations, and we're going to fund those agencies that we want to fund. We are not going to fund those agencies that we do not want to fund.
The plan does provide money for aid to families with dependent children, Meals on Wheels, and reopening the national parks, the Smithsonian museums, and passport offices. However, several large agencies will remain closed, including Commerce, Energy, Housing, Health and Human Services, EPA, and Veterans Affairs. Republicans agreed to the plan after a brief meeting this morning, in which Gingrich sounded like a football coach at halftime. According to one participant telling rank-and-file Republicans, it was time to act as a team. This morning's meeting followed a stormy session last night in which rebellious Republicans rejected a somewhat broader plan to reopen the government, fearing they would be perceived as caving in to the president. Today, Republican Conference Chairman John Boehner downplayed the differences among his colleagues.
Unlike what's happened here in the past, we don't walk in and say this is the way it'll be. We have a very open and participative management style. It allows all members to speak up, and we're not always going to agree.
Now Republicans hope they've returned the ball to the president's court and that the public will focus on his refusal to present a balanced budget based on the conservative estimates of the Congressional Budget Office. Congress plans to recess until the president's January 23rd State of the Union address. 3 days later, government workers face another payless payday, and this could all begin again. This is Brian Naylor at the Capitol.